The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Everyone, this is Jethel Silverwing and the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, March 24th, 2009. With me as always, I love my girl, the girl downstairs, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How you doing, Elkman?
Good.
What'd you do today?
Worked.
Work.
I actually did a lot of webpage work stuff today with metafiles and tweaking the title things and all that other gobbledygook so the webpage, so the spiders can see it easier on our site for work. So I was playing with webpages today and that sort of stuff.
I see.
Really interesting, earth-shattering stuff.
Groundbreaking stuff. Stuff. What'd you do today, Steph? I just worked as usual. Work. And right now I'm taking Cheez-It's life into Masu's hands. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that.
You're not supposed to say that. Other than that,
I really haven't been up to a whole lot, really. We have taken on a project this week since we're going to the fanfare. Elkwin and I have decided to make the guild banner ourselves. So, went out, bought a bunch of cloth and materials and a little handheld sewing machine for some odd reason. And,
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, gonna be bringing that one back, are you?
Yeah, probably.
No, good idea.
It's not gonna do what I want to do.
Didn't seem like it had enough room for the material to go through there.
Well, it's good for, you know, spot jobs, like quick hemming and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't right for the job.
Fem is saying we sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay, well, the boss is calling. You know, what is it with our boss lately and calling us at 7 o'clock?
I don't know, but I'll take care of it. Entertain these guys.
Okay, go on. Alrighty, so yeah, the boss is on the phone. I don't know why. Buckman and I basically have the same boss. So he's on the phone. Oh, well. Well, anyway. So yeah, we're making a little banner. we'd be making a little banner, and we're having fun doing it. And I made the pattern. At work, we have a blueprint machine, so I just printed out the banner full size, so we cut out the pattern for it, and went out and picked out all of our colors and patterns. I mean, not patterns, but materials and stuff, and Elkin's been putting it together, and I've got to say, it's coming out pretty good so far. And we're hoping to display our banner with as many of our guildmates as that are going to the fanfare this year. I'm hoping that we're going to see more than just myself and Elquin. It's looking pretty good for True Flight to go with Xanadi, of course. So we'll see what happens there. I believe Hoopy said he might be gone, but we shall see. All right, so what else is going on here? Yeah, we got some good prices on tickets to Vegas, and we're going to go. I think the whole trip's going to cost us, you know, not including the fanfare tickets themselves, of course, because they're not on sale yet. Not including the fanfare tickets, we're talking about like $840, something like that. Two people, and we're going down a day early so we can enjoy Vegas a little bit, get together with our friends, you know, just do stuff besides, you know, sticking to the schedule at the fanfare. And, of course, I'm going to get myself signed up for the live karaoke, and we'll see if... See if they have any of the songs that, the originals to songs that I have parodied, and I will sing those. Everything okay on the Western Front there, hon?
For now.
Okay. Another major then?
No. So what did you talk about when I was gone?
Oh, just talking about picking out the materials for the... for the banner and stuff.
We got more than what we needed.
Well, I figured may as well get enough for two, just in case something happens to the first one.
You think I'm going to try be making it two?
Well, you know, like, you know, cat attack or something like that. You know, you never know how our cat's going to react to stuff.
It better nothing be happening to that.
You know, I don't want to... You know, wake up one day and find the banner being used as a cat toilet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything else around here seems to turn into a poop box for the cat.
If it's on the floor and it belongs to somebody, yeah, he does.
Either that or just a bed for Mao. What is it with cats? They'll avoid every other part of the bed, except for the piece of clothing that's going to show up their hair the most.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, right here. Oh, yeah, this is good. Yeah.
I don't know, hon.
They're insane, I tell ya. Insane little kittens.
I mean, the center part of the banner's turned out very well.
Yeah, the actual logo. Now we have to do the rest of it.
And I did the K last night.
Mm-hmm.
Of Kithacor. I've got some stuff to use to make the legend of. Because I was looking at the pre-made letters and they all suck. So I got some stuff that would probably work.
All right.
There's, it depends. I got two different ones. I got one that's a foam. It's a real thin foam.
Mm-hmm.
That's stiff, that would be easy to cut, you know, with. And the other one is an actual felt, but it's got a backing on it you peel and stick.
Might work. I guess we'll find out.
It's for cloth, you know, and then you iron it on, you know, peel, stick, and iron. But so I don't know. We'll see. I'll play around with it.
So you right. So you just weren't impressed with the spray on iron on adhesive that I picked up.
No.
I picked up this stuff.
That stuff says it's for iron on transfers. Like, you spray it on a piece of paper, it's got a picture on it, and then you can iron and the picture will come off.
No. The woman I talked to at the craft store said it's kind of like an iron-on adhesive. I mean, it's a spray-on adhesive, But you use it to make iron-ons. You can use it for paper, cloth, and paper, cloth, and something else. But that's what they said you're supposed to be able to use it for. Valander is suggesting that we get some fabric-ready paint. I don't paint very well.
I brought that up to you. I said I could do it, and you just sort of, See? I'm giving the outside ring another go with that fabric we got. It's a real shiny fabric, and it's fine for normals. But what I've got to do is I've kind of got to cut a thin line or bar, circular bar. Okay, it's a circle, but it's the bar, you know? And it frays. Like, I cut it, and I've got fraying going on like crazy. So I got some stuff that's going to stiffen it up. And I've got a couple ideas. If this doesn't work, then we're going ribbon, because I don't know what else to do.
Well, that's what I was originally thinking of for the gold ring, would be the a ribbon of some kind.
Well, we've got the fabric. We might as well I'll try it one more time. It's fairly stiff. That should keep it from fraying. So we'll just have to see. And I got the dowel for the top.
Okay, cool.
And I got little ends for the dowels.
All right.
I just don't know. What are we going to prop it up on? Are we just going to hold it? Stand and hold the banner, hon.
No. We'll get another dowel.
And do what with it?
You have no imagination. I'll take care of it.
You take care of that end. I got the top part. You figure out how to stand the stupid thing up. So I wonder if they're going to have a banner contest.
Don't know. It would be kind of cool if they did.
We will find out.
And yeah, I've got to stitch around on different spots on that thing when we're all done. Just sort of.
Well, certainly try.
Making sure the little edges are tacked and all that.
Yeah.
That's all I've been doing. That, and I've been hungover from Brell's Day.
You gotta do what now?
I was hungover all last week from Brell's Day.
Ah.
Or Brew Day. Brew Day. Well, it's Brell Day to me, because, well, he didn't show up this year, you know that?
Yes, he did.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, they moved him. He wasn't in the fields this time.
Where was he?
If you go past the fields, there's a spot by the towers where badgers are.
Oh.
Yeah, he was up there.
I kept looking for him, and I never could find him. Well, boo, I missed him. Darn it. He's still there.
Still?
Right? Still?
Oh,
I thought they took it out.
Yeah, the Brew Day stuff's over, isn't it?
Yeah. Doopy, are you sure you're just not drinking too much and seeing something that's not there?
He wants ale!
Anyway. So what else is going on? Doing a banner? Stuff?
I redeemed my free magical housing.
Yes, you're going to be living in Freeport now.
Well, yes and no. Theoretically, this is a magical house. This is a magical place. And the only way I'm going to get to it is from the Guild Hall. Which allows me to port directly to my housing.
Well, I've been wanting to get a house in Freeport, too. I mean, after I left the Knights of the Holy Storm, Jethel actually took up residence in the Jade Tiger, which is in Freeport. And I've been thinking about getting a house over there, you know, medium-sized house, whatever. Maybe the same size as... What?
Ooh!
What?
They have a hidden room!
Yes, the Freeport houses have a large hidden room.
I just found his room.
Yep, not like the Kinos houses that just have a little, you know, hidden closet. The Freeborn houses have a large hidden room.
What am I going to do with this?
Make a house for Cheez-It?
Oh, that's so cool. I just realized that. Mm-hmm. And it's got rafters, so, you know, if I did it right and made little stairs, we have an upstairs part of it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, I wanted something different. I mean, I can have a Kinos house anytime. But this is like my free magical house, and I figure, why not try one in Freeport?
Right.
It's something I can never have normally as Elquin. I mean...
Well, you could. I mean, how I'm going to do Jethel, having a house there, is I'm just going to create an alt named Jethels with an S and just give him enough money to purchase the house and then set Jethel as a trustee.
Yeah, but it's still not the... You're going to have to come up with enough status to buy it.
Who says anything about buying a status house?
Isn't all the five-room houses just in Freeport just like the ones in Kinos to have status?
You don't have to have status for all the five rooms in Kinos.
Yes, you do.
No, last one I had didn't have to have status.
Where in the hell did you buy a five-roomer that didn't need status?
It was like the next road over from you, from where you were. I had like the next road over. Let me double check that. Let's see here.
Eurolus Lane?
I think so.
That was status house.
Hold on a second.
So this is interesting. I didn't know they had a little secret room. That's cool.
I did. Ha ha.
Ha ha. But yeah, I definitely wanted something different. You know, they've got more actual outdoor spots. I mean,
yeah.
Than we do.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Huh.
It's not fair.
Well, you know. The Kinos ones have larger rooms overall and bigger windows. Okay. This one has larger rooms, but they're split up.
Five Karana Court. Five Karana Court, which is where I was, has no status.
Are you serious?
What? Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong about that. No status. Cost is 3 plat. 87 gold. Oh, wait, it didn't have status. I thought for sure it didn't have status. Well, I blame you entirely.
So I'm going to replace my front door with the port to the guild hall door. That means anybody that comes in, if they leave, they will not go back out to Freeport. They will end up in their... their guild hall, so my house is very magical. I like the stone.
I like the stone
feel to this place.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be interesting. I'm going to have fun decorating this, I think. Of course, the library is going downstairs. I think that's probably going to be the first thing I'm going to get out of the way is the books.
Damn you and your library.
Which is, I've got over 300 books. I'd have forgot the count now. I have tons of books. But I am actually going to split all the ones that I got from Everfrost out and put in a one of the frozen bookcases that were out for Frostfell.
Mm.
I thought that would be good. So I just hope the downstairs to this place is big enough.
Well, go.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's big and square. We'll see. You know, maybe I have to put some in the center or between the posts or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. They've got these posts down here. Yeah.
Posts.
We'll work something out.
Posts.
Yeah, there should be enough room, I hope. course, I've got a spot right when you come down the landing that would be good for a bookcase, too. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. Well, this will be interesting, but I haven't had the energy to do that yet because I'm working on a banner.
Working on a banner, and what the heck have you been doing? Is it farming in Facebook or something like that?
Yes. It's called, speaking of, it's called Farm Town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you start out with a 12 by 12 square plot of land, and you plow your field, and you plant your stuff, and you wait 20, you know, a day, and you go harvest, or you have friends harvest. You give each other plants and animals, and I think the fun part about it is you know, watching your crops grow.
So that's the fun of it?
Yeah.
Kind of glad I'm not playing it then.
We have to try it. I mean, we're having fun.
No,
there's a few hoopies over there. He wants to harvest my stuff.
He wants to do what to your stuff?
Harvest it.
Hoopie, she's a married woman.
And speaking of hoopie, go for it.
Hoopie, hoopie, hoopie.
Hoopie.
Go for what?
He's going to, Oh, I screwed up. I went to his property. Let's try this again. Hoopie, I want to hire you. Oh, it's not ready yet. You got like 4% to go. Oh, well. You can get the fruits and stuff. But what I did with ours, with mine, is I created a pattern in the fields. It's Silverwing Farms, okay? So I tried to do a pattern of a wing, and then there's an S at the top and a W at the bottom. The bigger fields I get, the more elaborate the wings will get, okay? I'm sort of limited by my squares, but...
Farm Town. Is that kind of like Man Town?
Oh, I don't know. I got cows and sheep and chickens and bunnies and horses.
Definitely not.
And did I say piggies? Cows, donkeys.
You have piggies.
I have piggies and bunnies and kitties and donkeys and horses and cows. Did I say bunnies? Oh, and dogs. And
but do you have the salmon of knowledge?
No, we can't give fish away to each other, though.
Aww.
And I've got banana trees and apple trees and orange trees and lemon trees and plum trees and pear trees and peach trees and cherry trees and mango trees and coconut trees.
Yo, love stuff.
I've planted coffee beans, sunflowers, and corn.
Wow.
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 I don't know. We're having fun over there, so.
Well, as long as you're having fun, I mean, that's the name of the game, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't take that long to play. The thing is to get other people harvest for you because you get a bigger crop. Okay. If you harvest yourself, then you have a choice of harvesting and selling, or harvesting and storing and then selling. And if you harvest it and sell, you don't get as much as you would if you harvest it and stored it. And then you still don't get as much as if you had somebody come in and harvest for you.
Right. Lyra wants to know where you find Farm Town.
Farm Town is on Facebook. Just do a search for Farm Town or add Elquingina Silverwing to your friends list on Facebook, and I will get you into Farm Town.
Farm Town.
So, yeah.
Well.
And then you can hop around to other people's farms, and you can attend them. You either water them or rake them or pull weeds. You can experience.
Whoa, water them or rape them? What?
Rake them.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes more sense, I suppose.
Why didn't you announce the ding?
We had a ding? I'm not in guild right now.
Oh. Eteros? E-D-I-O-S-S.
Idios.
Idios.
Idios. Well, what did he ding?
62 Paladin.
Congratulations, Idios. 62 Paladin. There we go. Got a nice ding there for him.
So anyway, as I was saying, you can hop around to other of your friends' farms and tend them. You can water them or rake them, not rape them, or pull weeds. And you get a little bit of coin and you get a little bit of experience for each one you do. So it's kind of cool. So after you get done doing your stuff on your farm, you can go pop around. I like I said, I like it for the ability of making patterns in the field. Crop circles.
Crop circles. Hey, why not?
I've went around to some other people's farms, and it's interesting the patterns that they've come up with for their farms, because each plant that you plant, I mean, you got potatoes and strawberries and tomatoes.
I like potatoes.
Everybody likes potatoes. That's one of the ones that takes only a day to grow, turns around really fast. Makes you a fairly decent amount of coin. If you're going for experience, go for potatoes.
I just like potatoes. I like them.
There's corn and wheat and,
Eduardo,
and rice. And,
Eduardo on Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, he has it right. I like potatoes.
And though the animals don't do... This isn't a beta form, okay? This is beta right now. Farm Town is in beta, so...
Well, think of it this way. The Sony Station Launcher has been in beta for how long?
Okay.
I don't think they're ever going to release it.
They just started in February of this year for this game. Ah. It's a little appy. It's free right now. They don't have any interaction with the animals as far as... as far as, you know, you can make them lay down or sleep or eat or whatever, but if you have two of them, you don't go back later and harvest a third one because they made it or something. Or milk the cow or take eggs from the chicken or wool from the sheep and stuff. I know. And Fem wants to know if we can hoe. And I said, no, we can't hoe.
You can't hoe?
We can't hoe. We can plow, but we can't hoe. And that goes along with the rake.
Can you be a hoe?
I guess so. There's a few people there that are hoes.
Ho. No hoe, no rape.
So, but out of all the apps that I've been on with Facebook, you know, usually it's like, so-and-so gives you a flower, so you add it to this ongoing scrolling thing of little pictures of flowers and stuff, and it's like, oh, okay. But this one, it's more like, well, they give you the plants and you go plant them, or an animal, and you place it, you put your little fences up, and you go plant your stuff, and I don't know, it's more active. I like it. It's fun. One of the better apps, I think.
Here's a bit of funny news. Funny if you want to look at it that way. Apparently, you know, they're trying to auction off Neverland, Michael Jackson's old place.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson has called the auctioneering company and has threatened physical violence or something like that.
Why?
Can you imagine getting a call from Michael Jackson? I'm going to mess you up, man.
So what did they do wrong?
I don't know. I guess he's just they're. I guess they're just asking too little for. I don't know. I haven't read the entire story yet, but it's just like Michael Jackson threatens physical violence. Please. I'll miss you up, man.
Well, besides never coming back to the United States, he's broke too, isn't he? For overextended himself?
Pretty much.
Poor guy.
Ooh, bizarre facts about Nicolas Cage's life.
Yeah, what is it with you and Nicolas Cage?
I don't know, but I think we're going to rag on him here in just a minute.
Well, you know, I never
this
thought
weekend,
you liked him.
I really don't like Nicolas Cage as an actor. the...
But yet we've watched three movies in the last week with Nicolas Cage in it.
Well, the... what the hell were they? National Treasure?
Yeah.
The National Treasure movies interested me because I do like puzzles to a certain extent. And I had heard good things about the movies, so it was on A. It's not like I went out of my way and actually like went to the store and bought it or something. I just added it to my damn Netflix list. I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. And, okay, the National Treasure movie was okay. It was alright.
Treasures. We watched one because I owned it, and then we got two from Netflix.
Right. The second one, it was alright. It was okay. But, God, we went to see,
Knowing.
We went to go see Knowing this weekend. So I'm like, all right, let's check out Knowing and see what it's about. I mean, the trailers looked really good. So let's check it out. And it was okay, I would say, right up until the last 15 minutes. And I have to, quote... You know, when I check out movie reviews, I don't go with the professional reviewer. Screw them. Ebert can go sit on his thumb for all I care. I go to movies.yahoo.com and I listen to the Yahoos, the regular people. And one of them had the best quote. It's like somebody took a really good movie, ran out of ideas in the middle of it, and then copied and pasted an ending to a completely different movie at the end.
For knowing.
And that pretty much sums it up for me. It was okay until the last 15 minutes. Then it was like, okay, this is pretty good, pretty good. Ooh, good effects. Pretty good, pretty good. I'm following it so far. And what the hell are they doing? Aliens?
Well, they did make them look like angels.
I would have accepted angels to a certain extent. I would have accepted angels. But, come on. Aliens. The aliens are coming to take all the little children away.
Not all of the little children, only the ones that heard the call.
But there were only kids. To go live on this wonderful little planet that almost resembles Earth, and they will go start over again.
Dun dun dun.
That's all I can do is sigh and just. So if you're going to go see, Knowing. I just ruined the ending for it, so you know what? When they drive into the field with all the little black rocks in it, you can get up and leave. And then you would have been spared the pain! The pain! Of the ending of that movie. So there you go. Knowing, good until the last 15 minutes.
You really had me worried there for a while.
What's that? That I was going gay for Nick Cage?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
You're the one that's going nuts for Nick Cage. You love Nicolas Cage.
No, he reminds me of my father.
Now that's just weird, okay? Nicolas Cage reminds you of your father?
Yeah.
And Angelina Jolie reminds me of my mamacita.
Serious! Oh. He's got real soft eyes.
Well, I've never seen a picture of your father, so I really don't know.
So, there.
There you go.
He seems really kind, and I don't know. I've never seen him as a sex figure at all. Even in Con Air. And I like that one.
Hmm.
I just don't... When he kisses the girl, it's like... Oof.
Is it just me? Is it really just me, or does Nicolas Cage just have no emotion? He seems to have the same expression on his face, no matter what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much so.
I mean,
just like my father.
I would say probably the best Nicolas Cage movie that I, you know, the one that I feel I like the most is probably 8mm. 8mm.
Yeah.
And that's a movie not a lot of people can actually stomach.
But still, you know, I didn't think you liked Nicolas Cage.
I don't.
But yet you just got through watching three movies with him in it.
So
I mean,
what?
The next thing you know, you're going to be having Steven Seagal on you or something.
God,
you know?
No. Steven Seagal is banned from this house. If I go downstairs and find a Steven Seagal movie, it will be burned at the stake. God, what a horrible actor he is.
Oh, one time we were in Blockbuster and I grabbed a Steven Seagal movie and I came up to him and I started rubbing it on him. And he looked down to see which movie it was.
Yeah! Get it away!
Oh, yes, we do this shit in public. Everybody in the store looked at us.
Steven Seagal. I don't know.
But it was funny to watch him jump and scream like a little girl.
And you were just enjoying it. You were sitting there going, ha, 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 ha.
You came home and took a shower afterwards.
I couldn't get the feeling of Steven Seagal's gluck off me. It won't come off. It won't come off.
So.
All right, then.
Maybe we should have another segment on the show, the Seagal Moment of the Week.
Oh, and, you know, Twilight came out this week.
Oh, my God.
I read the book first. I happen to enjoy the book. The book is based out of... No. The book is based in Washington.
I don't care. Chick flick.
It's not a chick flick.
Chick flick.
Listen, I don't watch chick flicks.
Bull, that was a chick flick. I got up after half an hour of the movie and went upstairs. I couldn't stand the drivel anymore.
It was funny he did. He got up.
It's okay. Eric is like, oh, it's a vampire movie. It's a chick vampire movie. I thought Interview with the Vampire was a vampire chick movie. No! No. See, this is the... You know what it is. Okay, it's not a chick flick. You know what it is? It's an emo flick.
Emo?
It's an emo chick flick. But then again, with emo kids, you don't know who the boy is and who the girl is, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, because I don't watch chick flicks. I'm sorry. So it's not a chick flick.
Chick flick.
I don't watch chick flicks.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like saying, you know, I don't play Cheez-It because I don't like Ratongas. I'm not on Cheez-It right now because I don't like Ratongas.
Oh, that's not a good analogy. I don't normally watch chick flicks, so therefore...
Okay, Valander has it right. It's not a chick flick, it's a prepubescent chick flick.
And I guess the book's a chick book?
Yes. Chick flick!
What about the Tudors?
What about the Tudors?
Is that a chick flick too?
Sex, rape, womanizing, beheading of their wives? No, that's a man movie, man.
Well, then why do I like it? I love the Tudors. I just got the second season.
I never at any point said that you don't... I never at any point said that you only like chick flicks.
Okay.
I just say that Twilight is a chick flick!
Well, they're coming out with a sequel.
Oh, God.
Which is probably to the book that I just got through reading, which was Moonlight, I think.
Yes, and the director of Twilight will not direct a sequel.
Because she does not want to have to pump out another one too soon. They don't feel the script is ready for such a thing. So they're going to get a guy to do it. They'll come in and slam dunk it.
But I think it's just because even she agrees that it was a chick flick!
Oh, you stop.
Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to rub it on you next time you come downstairs.
Guess I'm staying up here for a while, huh?
I'll bring it with me. You'll wake up in the morning, and you'll roll over, and you'll look towards me, and there'll be a copy of Twilight sitting there.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm evil, sick, and twisted.
Well, that's why I married you.
Oh, okay.
Boy. So it looks like they're scrapping the fighter patch.
For now.
Revamp.
For now.
For now.
They're tabling it. But we still get a threat meter, which is good.
Woo!
It's nice. Meter. So if you ever want to know how mad the mob is at you, you've got a meter to see how it is. Mm-hmm. If it goes from 40 to 100, you're in deep shit.
Yep, and there's some kind of a flaming background to it if you have aggro or something like that. I haven't actually had a chance to test it out.
Really?
No, I haven't had a chance to really test it out, but...
And then eventually we'll get the revamp to Lava Storm.
Lava Storm.
With the Tier 3 armor, which I'm looking forward to, sort of. Ugh. More shard. But, gonna need it.
I guess.
Well, they're saying not tabling, reverted and scrapping.
Scrapping it.
Scrapping the fighter chance changes, but anyway.
They're like, oh, the hell with it.
Oh, they're saying the background on the threat meter gets hotter as you gain threat. It's a visual thing.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
But I do know there is an animated flame background to it.
And you're going to figure out how to yank that out and put it someplace else. I know it.
Oh, I know how to animate stuff for the UI, but it's just kind of processor intensive, so you try to keep your UI as simple as you possibly can. So, you know, because your UI can cause you to lag out if it's too if it's too intensive.
So there.
Oh boy. So
you're eyeing again.
Oh yeah, I was going to read weird facts about Nicolas Cage.
And while you do that,
uh-huh.
I just found my reserve Hershey dark chocolate.
No!
You gave it to me a while ago and I sort of stashed it.
And you just found it now?
Yeah.
Alright.
I still have my emergency chocolate too, I think. No, maybe the kid got it. There's nothing left in the emergency chocolate box.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
And for me, the 4-pound jar of jelly beans has been replaced with a 1-pound can of peanuts. I love peanuts. Okay. Weird facts about Nicolas Cage. Just because I happened to find a link for him. He apparently ate a cockroach in a movie.
Ew.
It was real. And it was his idea.
Ew!
He once had a pet octopus.
Ew.
His home is actually a castle.
Oh.
He apparently bought a castle.
That's cool. Okay, plus one for Nicolas Cage, then.
Yeah, in July of 2006, he bought a 500-year-old mini castle, which has 28 rooms, 10 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. Yeah. He once owned a Lamborghini once owned by the Shah of Iran.
I remember hearing something about that.
Hmm.
He didn't have that long.
He proposed to Patricia Arquette the day they met.
Well, that figures for him.
He is apparently obsessed with comic books.
Okay. Never knew that about that.
Let's see. Says here that he goes a long way for a good collectible. Let's see.
What does he collect?
Well, that's what I'm reading here. There must have been an easier way to get a behind-the-scenes tour of Graceland, but in 2001, Nick decided to take the exclusive walkthrough by wedding Elvis's daughter. Okay, that's what they meant by that.
Oh.
And don't make the Coppolas an offer they can't refuse. That's right. Nicolas Cage is the nephew of Ford Coppola.
He is?
He is. Francis Ford Coppola, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I actually heard that this afternoon on NPR, but there you have it. Those are weird facts about Nicolas Cage.
They're not that strange.
Yeah, it's not like he's Michael Jackson and living and sleeping in an oxygen tank. Okay, well, you know what? We've been yakking here for almost an hour. I think it's time for a music break. Anyone has any requests, by all means, let me know in the chat channel there. Anything you want to hear, Elfin?
I think my ranger's sexy.
All right. Let me load that one up here. Why did I know you were going to say that?
You're psychic?
I know. I know because I know. Let's see here. Ranger's sexy. There it is. And, yeah, I'm going to throw this on there. I actually re-recorded Den Mom Has Got It Going On with less of a chipmunk feel to it. We'll see how that... Eek. It's not good trying to drag stuff into the game. You can't drag stuff into the game. Remember that. Although dragging stuff into the game would actually be pretty cool. You can't actually do it. Okay, so we're going to take a little break here, and we shall...
Stone. She strolled up to the campsite and here we go. She had a stolen compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group has some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the twilight sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of along. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing this song. Well, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes in the plain of storm. She tagged them big old froggies, well they had no warning. Barren dudes hanging garden, oh we really find them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's June or as future we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. With my parody band, together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. Well, she's
Jack's on the west coast and I'm on the east, but they can't keep apart, these two, not at the Indies. She thinks my ranger, she thinks my ranger sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. With my parody band, together we're supposed to be wrecking with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy.
Thank you. Everybody dead, the tank, he was angry. Everybody rest, we're ready to go. Tank decided he'd do the pulling. And he came back with a bunch more. And the ranger laughed out.
Who let the gnolls out? Who let the gnolls out? Who let the gnolls out? Who let the gnolls out?
I'm in Blackboro, they say get out of my hole.
Blackboro is our home, get out you moron.
I'm hunting for stuff and I'm right in their hole.
Blackboro is our home, get out you moron.
The stinky, useless, sorry group of mutts.
Hero, bridge in his heart.
He's a
roasting little brownies. Pixies phone without care. Through the rest of fade out mistrals, a torch lit my way. My feet dragged, my packs were full. I had enough for the day. Then I saw inviting stately noble stone walls, tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark lovely figure, she drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue. She had blood red eyes. She said, welcome to the castle of Mayor Mistborn. Pretty gypsy girl,
pretty gypsy girl,
they can steal your world. Well, there's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Mistborn. Nothing's what it seems.
Nothing's what it seems.
Fulfill all your dreams. My mind swam with sensation. She brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful, light and pale. The court took the throne room. Princess Riesta with platinum braids. Familiars rested, advisors skimmed, with butler Syncall and Isis the maid. As I sat on, I shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye, blood figures moving about, something just wasn't right. She came and eased all my trouble with charm and grace. She poured my wine to warm my spirits, and everything seemed to say,
welcome to the castle of Mayor Mistborn.
Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. There's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Mistborn. Nothing's what it seems.
Nothing's what it seems. Just ignore the screams.
I woke. Time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath on a mattress soft and full. The night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me. My mouth was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, tears fall deathly. Her eyes thrown with night. She gave me shelter, gold and her love. All I gave her was my life. We'll be right back.
mug. Gonna fill it, throwing back, pounding down. Hey, barkeep, bring more booze. Hard-working dwarf in a fabled tale. Ain't seen nothing threaten me.
I think I'm back. Are you back?
I don't know. Let me check. I feel front to me.
Oh, all right. Well, that's close enough.
That was a deep, long sigh.
Wasn't it, though?
Oh, man. I just got a cramp.
And now you're stretching.
Yes.
So what are your plans this week?
My plans this week, I plan on torturing a Rotunga.
I heard. Do you want me to get some peanut butter out?
Nah, I don't think we're going to smear him with peanut butter and throw him to the Karens just yet.
But it'd be just fun to put peanut butter on him.
But mask on the Antonia Bale server, who has been just vexing all of the good allied role players for months now, is finally going to get his.
You know, everybody's going to want a piece of him.
Jethel has kidnapped Mask.
Nobody knows that, right?
Katesh knows. That's Xanadizalt. The only reason Katesh knows at this point is because, well, Jethel figures, I need to keep this Rotunga, who is a powerful coercer, actually. Need to keep this guy either unconscious or inhibit his abilities somehow so he can't coerce anybody.
Party keg.
Party keg.
That's the quickest way.
Yeah.
Activate the party keg. Okay.
So, yeah. So, I had to implore the... I don't know if we... I don't... Jethel doesn't want to get too many people involved in this. Because let's face it, he just kidnapped somebody. Evil or not, he just kidnapped somebody. And doesn't want a whole lot of people involved in this.
Because?
Because he's a member of the Knights of Freeport. And, you know, don't want all-out war and for the members of the Legion of Kithagor who may not want to get involved start getting kidnapped or something. So...
Dun dun dun.
Besides, just for everything that this little rat has done to was doing to Trinity while Trinity and Jethel were going out, which is over, by the way.
this rat's gonna die. No, I promised I wouldn't kill him. Gotta stick to promises, right?
We can kill him with kindness.
No! Did this dude put Trinity in a poisoned bear trap? We're not killing this guy with kindness.
To them, it might be a fate worse than death, you know.
I know. We'll lock him in Lyra's house.
That might do it.
We'll lock him in Lyra's house, and he'll be just frostfelled to death.
She's going to hit you with a trout when she sees you.
That's okay, as long as she doesn't, like, you know.
Like what?
Hit me with a cube.
No, we don't abuse cubes.
She'll pick up a cube and smack me with it, and I'll be covered in cube goo.
No, she wouldn't do that because we don't abuse cubes.
Okay.
I mean, she might do damage to the cube, and we can't do that.
Very true. Very true. But Jethel got him in a great way.
How did you do it?
Well, Xanadai has been kidnapped and tortured for the last few days. Jethel still has some kind of a telepathic bond with Xan.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not as strong as it used to be, but knew something was going on. And he made a deal with, I guess anyone who was involved with Trinity was being kidnapped and questioned and stuff like that about her whereabouts because she's missing. And when she went missing, she was a member of the Knights of Freeport. So, of course, the Knights of Freeport are trying to find her or find the people involved in her disappearance. So they're going after all of Trinity's known friends and stuff like that. So... No, I understand they went after Morian.
Wait a minute. Known friends? Why would a friend kidnap her?
No, just trying to figure out what... They don't know what happened to her. So they're trying to figure out where she is. So I guess they get to Morian first. Morian's denying everything. Oh, no, nothing happened. That's what Morian does. But anyway. Then they got Xanadai and just tortured the hell out of her. Been torturing her for like 2 days.
What for?
And Jethel was approached while Xanadai was still in custody. And the girl that approached Jethel from the Knights of Freeport had mentioned, the halfling stood up well to their interrogations. So I'm like, oh, great, they got Morian. And then they said something about the red-headed monk. I'm like, ah, shit. So Jethel started calling around, Morian, are you okay? And Morian's like, oh, I'm fine, why? And goes, okay, you're fine. Xan and I, you're okay? And Xan's like, help me. So Jethel's eyes burn. Everyone knows that. Jethel, starts getting taken over by his demons, and his eyes burst into flames. And, this was played out long before the Visions of Fury card from LON, by the way. And if you look into Jethel's eyes, you start being haunted by the spirits of that fell during Kithakor's forest. And you start hearing screams and the cries of anguish and stuff like that. And, well, apparently this girl is just, like, terrified of mind games. And Jethel made her think that he cursed her somehow.
Oh, boy.
Because he's looking right into her eyes, he's like, what have you done with her? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, she's getting the echoes of the screams in her head and stuff like that. She's like, Megan, stop! And I'm like, release her. It's like, no, and if I don't come back, they'll kill her. I gotta come up with something. And so I'm like, all right, I'll strike a bargain with you. I'll make it all stop. And she's like, oh, no, if I don't come back, they'll take me. I'm like, well, you have something that I don't have then. and I have something you don't have. She's like, what's that? Like, the antidote. The cure. And she's like, you make this stop right now. Any crap like that. And I'm like, I'll make it stop, but I can strike a bargain with you. I make the voices go away, and Xanadu lives. She gets returned to us in healable condition.
You know, glad you put in healable condition.
Healable. I'm not talking about resurrectable condition. Healable condition. And so Jethel has been hanging around the Knights of Freeport Hall, specifically on their roof. The role-playing, that is. You can't actually get up there. But role-play-wise, he's been hanging around on the Knights of Freeport roof while Xanadu has been interrogated. Just to make sure that Xanadu doesn't die. If she dies, there's going to be freaking trouble. And I don't even know how the hell we got on this conversation anymore. What were we talking about?
Why you have a Rotunga.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I had to go to bed last night, so and stuff continued after I went to bed. And Zan told me this morning, you know, that the torturing is all done and stuff. And Xanadu was dumped on the East Freeport docks. They just splashed all over her scotch and whiskey and stuff like that, and made her and used the mask, the coercer, to make her think that she'd just been on a drinking binge for the last 3 days. Oh no, she wasn't tortured and kidnapped. She's been on a drinking binge. I know better. So Jethel has taken Xanadu to his house because, you know, they're not going to screw around at Jethel's house. And, you know, she's getting better. She's sleeping it off. She's healing up. And I believe tonight a couple people are in my house right now tending to Xan. But I went back. I played this out during work today on Yahoo Messenger because I wasn't too busy. And I went back to Freeport, and I hunted down Mask, because I saw Mask helping dump Xanadu out. And I'm like, I remember Mask from bear-trapping Trinity. I'm like, oh, you're number one on my list, you little fucker. So, I'm on a roof. I went back to the Knights of Freeport Hall, got on the roof, and waited for Mask to show up. Apparently, Mask is a smoker.
Oh, really?
So Mask went out for a cigarette. I'm like, oh, there he is. Just wait my turn. Just wait my spot. And ran out of cigarettes, so he went to the market. And for some reason, my cheesy little ones music is playing here.
He's getting impatient.
There we go. And, okay, so I started stalking Mask and waited for him to, you know, go down an alley and just get somewhere where no one was going to see us. And I launched 3 arrows. You know, Jethel's an 800-900 year old ranger. I'm pretty accurate with a freaking arrow. You know what I mean? So I launched 3 arrows. One through each Achilles tendon, and one through the back of his neck, going out through, you know, out through his windpipe, so he couldn't scream.
I'm surprised you didn't kill him with that.
Well, we didn't play it out that he got killed, but apparently, you know, Mask, you know, fell to the ground in a silent scream, just and then I jumped off the roof and landed on his head with my knee to knock him out.
Ow.
And so Jethel dragged back Mask, a little Rotunga, a little evil bastard Rotunga.
Let me see, you've mangled this little Rotunga too, you know? You're an awful big guy to jump on a little mouse.
No, Jethel's an elf. And a small elf at that. I mean,
he's
I think
still bigger than a Rotunga.
No. Have you seen a full-size Rotunga?
Yes.
Jethel isn't much bigger than a full-size Rotunga. I mean, they probably have more body mass than Jethel does. But anyway, so Jethel dragged Mask back to Kinos in a burlap sack. Oh, we started moving again. Wham! Oh, oh, look, there's a tree. Oh, Mask is probably not feeling too great right about now. Well, he's unconscious, so he's not feeling anything right about now. But yeah, so we had to get Katesh involved. Because, like, well, Mask is a coercer. This is why I went so swift and hard on him. We had to knock him out because Jethel's vulnerable to mental attacks, just like anybody else. And, you know, you don't want him to turn and start charming people. You know, one of Mask's favorite tricks is to charm the guards nearby and make them arrest you. You know, it's like, hey, look, he's a criminal. Hey, get him! You know, that's one of Mask's famous favorite ways to get away.
Yeah, that's what he did when they attacked the Claymore Halls,
yep.
Or tavern.
Yeah, every time Mask had, caused problems, as soon as it's like, oh no, they spotted me! Guards, everyone's under arrest! You know, so Mask, Jethel has Mask in a burlap sack. And Katesh is an alchemist making potions and poisons and stuff. So,
mana drain.
I don't know what, what potions or whatever they can make, but, keep him unconscious or something. Of course, what Jethel forgot was Katesh basically acted as Xanadi's bodyguard as they were growing up. So she wants Mask dead. And she starts going over, I go over to Katesh. I tell her what's happened to Xanadi. And she's like, that's it, they're all dead. And she starts marching toward Freeport because I guess she has contacts at Freeport. But anyway, I'm like, oh, don't you want to know what I got in the bag? I got something in the bag. And she's like, what? I'm like, I am the guy who's responsible for it. And she goes to kill him. I'm like, no, wait, no. I have as much claim to this guy as you do.
Let's not fight over the Ratonga. There's plenty for everybody.
There's plenty of Ratonga tail to cut off. Don't worry about it. Might just split it up the middle, I'm not sure.
Now when you get both, you both get a little bit of white meat and dark meat at the same time.
I don't know. I mean, I was talking to Xan earlier, and, Seeley, out of character. And there really was no solid evidence to say that Mask was involved in any of the real shenanigans that happened in the Claymore Hall. There's no solid evidence. Matter of fact, most of them don't even know who he is. They know a Ratonga was involved. They don't know it was Mask. So I'm like, one of my options was to turn him over to the Claymore. It's like, hey, this is the guy that's caused you all this grief. Do what you want with him, but I want him first. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, they really don't know. And there's no real proof. So turning him over to the Claymore, especially the Legacy of Honor, would be useless because we have no evidence. And if the Legacy of Honor do a trial, it's going to be a real trial. They want evidence. Unlike, the Knights of Freeport, who will just kidnap you and beat the crap out of you. So
we just kidnap and beat the crap out of him.
Right, so basically,
with no trial so far.
Hey, I'm looking at it this way. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if that's the way Mask wants to operate, then that's, he who lives by the sneaky little backstab dies by the sneaky little backstab. You know what I mean?
Sneaky little backstabs.
Little backstabs in his spine. One for Xanadi, the other's mine. Little backstabs. Whoop, Santania and Krellick dinged. you have confirmation on that? Santania is saying that they dinged silver.
36 illusionists for Santania.
All right. There we go.
And gentle angel 29.
29. Okay. What else we got?
That was 29 warden, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Silver mace 27 paladin.
There we go.
And Kendrick.
Krellick.
Krellick.
Kendrick is a guy. Is a
Krellick. Shut up now.
Krellick.
37 Gondor.
Okay, there we go. And Masu is saying that he dinged 79 warden yesterday. Congratulations. There we go. Okay, so yeah, so Jethel's going to have some RP fun with a little Ratanga there. Evil bastard Ratanga that he is. And I think now, it's taken me an hour to get here. And many thanks to my guide getting here. But it is now time for Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Yeah!
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or he knows a stabby freak Ratanga that everybody knows? He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
All right, it's time to play Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Buns. It's a game of 20 or more questions or so. We need to narrow it down to the continent, then the zone, and he is, and Cheese It is somewhere that you can find on a map. On a map. Okay, so let's start with the questions on the chat channel, and let's find Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Buns. Oh my god, Domino is standing right in front of me.
Uh-oh.
It's time to dance with Domino. Dancing with Domino. Woo! Of course, she used her magic developer powers. I'm going to get a screenshot of Cheese It dancing with Domino. There we go. Okay, let me get to the questions here. Yeah, Domino's like, I know. No, sorry, you can't use your developer's secret powers to win this game. Okay, let's see here. Is he near water? He is not near water at this time. Not near water, therefore there are no docks where he is. He is not in a trade skill hall. Not in a trade skill hall. Come on, folks. Where in Norrath is Cheese It Nibble Buns? Is that a question, Santania? Is there grass? Or he is outside. He is outside, and I can see grass. He is not in a cave. Not in a cave. I'm not technically on grass, but I can see grass. He is not in Lava Frost or Everstorm. God. He is not near a bridge. Not near a bridge. He is not in Felwith. He is in a wooded area. High Pass? He can't be in High Pass. There is no High Pass in EQ2. Does he see mountains? Mountains. I don't know if these qualify as mountains. See, rocky cliffs. I'm not sure they qualify as mountains. Yes, he can see the sky. He is not in Antonica, nor is he in Antonia. Let's see here. Does he look down and see the grass? Yes, he can see grass. He is not in Archer's Woods. He is not in Antonica. I'll tell you that. He's not in Antonica. He's not in Kelethan. Um, Moors of Yakshiva. No, no, he is not in the Moors. Not in the Moors. I actually tried taking him to the Moors. Unfortunately, he's not old enough to do the quest where he can get shot across the thing in the barrels. Moops? What is Moops? I have no idea what Moops are. He is in the Kunark. He is in Kunark. So now it's just a matter of narrowing it down. Where is he in Kunark? Where is he in Kunark?
Kunark. Kunark.
Enchanted Lands is not in Kunark. And Illyra from the Lucan Delair server has got it. He's in the Kunzar jungle. Illyria from the Lucan Delair server is correct. He is in Kunzar jungle. And many thanks to Mausul, who got him here without port or Sodacor help.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I died once. Cheez-It died once in right around... what the hell is that called? Place in Fens. No, not the Fens. Castle has all the really bad trains in EQ1.
Carnor's Castle.
Carnor's, yes. I died right outside of Carnor's because a spider spawned on us.
Oops.
Illoria, Lucan Delair server, give an in-game message, or in-game mail, I should say, to Jethel on the Antonia Bale server with your actual mailing address, and you will receive a bit of random swag from Online Gaming Radio. That's Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. Your actual mailing address, and you will receive random swag from Online Gaming Radio.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. I could have gone a little more specific, but he's not technically on a point on the map, because I couldn't get there. I was actually planning on going to Jinsic, but I'm KOS.
Yeah. Femme's saying she never got her shirt.
What?
Never got anything, I guess.
Femme, give me your send me your mailing address again. I'll bug the hell out of the guys at OGR. Skyanna says she didn't either. What the hell? You know what? I'm just going to ask Leone at Online Gaming Radio to just send me the swag, and I'll take care of the mailing. I mean, I work at a mailing place. I can take care of this. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, that's what I'll do. I will bug Leone to send me all the swag that she wants, and I will take care of it myself. I apologize for those who haven't gotten their stuff. Not my fault. Excited about going to the fanfare, hon? Of course, you know we're going to say this like every week.
Until we're tired of it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm excited. I can't wait to go.
Well, I'll see. We'll wait till we get closer.
It's the fifth countdown.
You
know? I know.
Of course, it's going to be fun.
Of course, you know, the trip's paid for now, but we got to come up with some spending money.
Yep.
Can't go to Vegas and not come home with a few treats anyway. And let's see, it was last year, wasn't it? That Delmon had said that anyone who calls him a fat bastard, you know, the first 10 people, he'd buy him a drink.
We should do something like that. We got to think of something.
I am bringing CDs with me. Bringing CDs. I'm going to try to bring some... we're definitely bringing some T-shirts for the LOK. For the members of the Legion of Kithagor who are coming. You want to go to the forums, folks. Legion of Kithagor, go to the guild forums at kithagor.org. I do have a thread going that says, are you going to fanfare? If you are going to fanfare, reply to that thread. And make sure to mention what size T-shirt you want, because I am bringing Legion of Kithagor T-shirts with me. And, of course, we'll have that banner that we're making, and we'll all march around going, Legion of Kithagor! And then we'll disrupt everyone. And
I thought it was right on.
What's that?
I thought it was right on.
What's right on?
Ride on, oh. Legions of Kithagor.
I thought you said to you, I thought it was right on. I'm like, right on what? Hell, you laughing, huh? Alrighty. Anyway, fanfare is coming.
It's still a long ways away.
The fanfare is coming. Legion of Kithagor will be going to Vegas. Jethel's Journal, March 28th.
We got a lot of work to do.
Got
a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. We got
stuff. Have you given up being a hill giant?
Yeah.
Sure you're not going to turn around and go, you know, hon, I wish we would have done that?
Well, the thing is, if it wasn't going to be in the desert!
You're in an air-conditioned hotel.
Oh, it's going to be hot. No, we're not going to do that. So. If it was up here and it's nice and cool, yeah, sure. No, I'm not going to dress up in the hill giant. I'm looking at the schedule, and there's going to be way too much stuff for me to be screwing around as a hill giant.
Okay. Well, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. You know what? I think we're pretty much out of stuff to talk about. I'm gonna sing for a little bit.
Okay, then I'm going to shut the mic off.
Alrighty. So let's see here. Let's bring up the right controls here. Ba ba ba. MP3s, karaoke. Find something here. Performance tracks. Of course, I do need to get my lyrics because, you know, I've just got so many damn songs I can't get all the lyrics down. By the way, folks, just a reminder, I will be bringing those CDs to fanfare, but what I want people to do is go to kithagor.org/jukebox, or just do the link right from kithagor.org, and rate the songs. Go to Jethel's Jukebox, click on songs, and you can rate my songs from excellent to poor. I know there aren't, you know, not, they all can't be, pardon me, I know they all can't be gems, Matter of fact, I rated a couple of them, myself. But yeah, rate the songs. I will be bringing the highest rated songs on CD. Oh, let's see here. We already played Den Mom. Let's see here. I'm going to do Heal Me Baby one more time. Why not? That's what I say. I say why not. Let's see. Lyrics are good. Okay, so here we go with live singing. Requested that I do the Ranger. Let me see. Ranger. God, where is the instrumental of that? All right, there we go. All right, let me get the lyrics up here. Scroll. God, I'm going to be horrible doing that live karaoke if I got to use the lyrics. All right, here we go. Anytime now. Ha ha!
Well, I was a paladin
by Nathaniel's grace and light, nor as evils I did fight.
Many evil found around where home I made. Many a death fist shed their life's blood on my blade.
An ambush fell me, Nereak's forces they did ride.
But I am still alive. I was a druid,
Karana's will I did abide. Nature walkers by my side.
I healed the sick and traveled to and fro. Tended to nature's seeds when summer's wind did blow.
But then the goblins came, they say that I got killed.
But I am living still. I was a shadow knight.
Darkness surrounds with shrouded eyes. Here demon forces grow inside.
A blaze cold kingdoms round the wild earth's cross. I sail to show them hate, suffering, and loss.
But Praxis' tide did turn, all aboard had said to have drowned.
But I am still around. I'll always be around, and around, and around, and around, and around, and around, and around.
I was a ranger with arrows and bows to sell. My story bards have yet to tell.
Who knows the tales to come, my season's number 10.
Perhaps one day I'll be a hero once again. Or I may simply return to Norrath once I came.
But I will remain. I'll be back again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Oh, what the hell? I'm going to do something completely off the wall. Let's do something completely off the wall that I don't even need the lyrics for.
Dress the good old boys, never meaning no harm. He's all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day we were born. Straightening the curves,
yeah.
Climbing the hills.
Well, someday the mountain might get him, but the law never will.
Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. My mama loves me, but they don't understand. They keep a show on my pants and not my face on the screen.
Try this one. Haven't done this in a long time.
the woods where I started this play.
Oh, wait
I
a
wonder
minute.
Where my path leads. Could this be my last day? It's such a down thought for a ranger.
All right, that was not the karaoke version. Sorry about that. Okay, let's try something else then. Well, let's see. Da, 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 da. Do, 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 do. See, anyone else suggest anything? Gilligan's Island. No, I don't have Gilligan's Island. Let's see. Dark Elf Wizard. I can do that. Let's see. Questing Dark Elf Wizard. Let's get that going.
Back. motion. Poetry in motion. Yes, poetry in motion. Life's rough in Freeport City. Thugs and evil left and right. She marched up to the front gate, clearly looking for a fight. The guard saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they felt the road and the skulls meet. She got slapped around and beat.
I'll kick out her car.
Without a weapon or potion.
Black widow groans in palm.
Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Yes, poetry in motion. The guard saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they fell the road and the skulls meet. They got slapped around and beat. Without a weapon or potion.
Black widow groans in palm.
Poetry in motion.
Tranquil to the man.
I hear a distant commotion.
Bonus stance, strike and lunge.
Poetry in motion.
I'll kick out her car.
Out a weapon or potion.
Black widow groans in palm.
Poetry in motion.
All right, I think I'll do one more, and then we're going to call it a night. So let's do a little Don't Steal My Note. All right.
You can steal my loot, just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks. Seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You could bring a train in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, we'll be lunch. But if you swing the axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, and wood mountain and sands. They're going half as fast for flies of work. Woo! Never play nice. Start hiding rocks right behind my back. The tens and lumber too. You're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me. You're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest a living hell. You're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I'll need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Don't steal my tin, patience is wearing thin. We all like to beat you with a stick.
or tie you in a bag. You trade skilled farm and hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin, a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass.
All right, that's it for live singing. Let's turn off the echo there. Elgin, you there? Hello? Elgin? Elgin?
Huh? What? Where? With a chicken?
Exactly. No, I just wanted to see if there's anyone you wanted to shout out to. People?
Narathian Legion, of course.
The Narathian Legion.
Warsaw. And his lady.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say her name because I'll slaughter it, because I always do. But she knows who I'm talking about.
Alrighty.
Legion of Kithagor, Matt, and Tim, and Kitty. Ow. And Hoopy, who wants to come harvest my farmland, and we're waiting for the last percent to kick over.
He wants to what? Your what?
Harvest my farmland.
I see. Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
Oh, will you stop? what's the thing that you buy that expands how much you can have in your house?
It's a dimensional expander or something like that? Search for a dimensional. I don't know. The last one I got was for the guild hall, and there was only like one on the broker. As dimensional something, I don't know. Maybe someone in the
dimensional pocket expander.
Yeah, that's what Fem's saying.
There's a bunch on the broker tonight.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, are they crafted or?
Yeah, and what's the one that lets you have more vault spots?
Oh, I didn't know there was one for that. See, I just don't know anything anymore. I used to know stuff.
Not anymore.
Alright.
Well, that's the one for, the storage. What's the one for the vault? The pocket expander is the... There's one that expands how many vaults you can have.
Not the same thing?
There's two different ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one for the house. They'll give you extra 100 items. But there's one that increases how many vaults you have in a house, too.
I was unaware that there was one for that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the name of that one either.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's about it for the show, folks. Oh, by the way, anyone... who would like to have... I don't know how backed up she's getting at this point. But, guildcloaks.com. Carowyn is there. Well, she goes by a different name on the site. It's one of her older characters. But, Carowyn from the Legion of Kithagor making guild cloaks. Guildcloaks.com. Just thought I'd mention that one. And, that's it. That's it for the show. Good night, everyone. Good night, Elgin.
Good night.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.